This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at VMware. Let's be honest, the past year has been far from easy due to, well, everything. Caused us to rush cloud migrations and digital transformation, which of course means long hours refactoring your apps, surprises on your cloud bill, misconfigurations, and headaches for everyone trying to manage disparate and fractured cloud environments. VMware has an answer for this. With VMware's multi-cloud solutions, organizations have the choice, speed, and control to migrate and optimize applications seamlessly without recoding, take the fastest path to modern infrastructure, and operate consistently across the data center, the edge, and any cloud. I urge you to take a look at vmware.com/go/multi-cloud. You know my opinions on multi-cloud by now, but there's a lot of stuff in here that works on any cloud. But don't take it from me. That's vmware.com/go/multi-cloud, all one word. And my thanks to them again for their sponsorship of my ridiculous nonsense. Cloudflare announced its own object storage offering last week, snarkily naming it R2 instead of AWS's S3. Storage is great, probably, but let's tie it to cloud economics here. We don't have specifics as to edge case pricing dimensions, but Cloudflare's blog post goes into some detail about how it works. First, it charges a rate of 1.5 cents per gigabyte per month. In contrast, AWS's Tier 1 region pricing is 2.3 cents per gigabyte per month. So this is a 35% cut for storage pricing, which is not insignificant. Next, Cloudflare intends to zero rate its request charge until you're making double-digit requests per second. They're not specific on this point yet. That's interesting, but there's no real detail provided here, so I'm going to ignore it. Lastly, R2's data egress fee is $0. AWS's data egress starts at 9 cents per gigabyte and decreases with larger volumes. Let me repeat that for any AWS employees who happen to be listening. Data egress with Cloudflare is free. Now, just to avoid the Amazonian knives I'm sure will be coming my way for this podcast, you get 5 gigabytes of free S3 storage for the first 12 months the account is open, and the first 1 gigabyte of data transfer egress is always free. It's also worth noting that Cloudflare offers an S3 proxy of sorts. You can drop this in front of S3, or frankly, any S3 compatible object store, which is effectively all of them, and suddenly the fun begins. Well, Corey, this is boring and esoteric. Yes, it is. So let's do some examples here. We're going to ignore AWS's free tier, because if you trust it, you're doomed anyway. We're also going to assume US East 1 or US West 2 for pricing purposes. So, scenario number one, a 1 gigabyte object living on both S3 and R2. So I'm going to slap that 1 gigabyte object into S3 and make it available via S3 static site hosting. I could use its CloudFront offering, but data egress is usually more expensive if I do that, not less. If one person downloads it this month, I will pay 11.3 cents. 2.3 cents for the storage and 9 cents for the transfer. Okay. I also slap a 1 gigabyte object into R2 and make it available via Cloudflare's free plan. Note that I have many domains using its free plan today, including duckbillgroup.com. It's a very legitimate offering. That cost me 1.5 cents for the month just for the storage. Remember, egress is free. And then that same person downloads the object exactly once. Which means for the first scenario, our final costs are AWS at 11.3 cents versus Cloudflare at 1.5 cents. Okay, let's change the scenario a bit. Because one of the problems I have with cloud pricing is that it's hard to reason about small numbers. Let's multiply everything by 1,000 and rerun the scenario above with a 1 terabyte object living in each cloud store. Again, we assume it transfers what it's holding to the internet exactly once with zero compression. So to store 1 terabyte in each location and send it to the internet once, AWS will charge me $113, whereas Cloudflare will charge me $15. That's the scenario 2 pricing. Now let's talk about scenario 3. Let's pretend that I don't trust Cloudflare to store my data reliably. They're network people, not storage people. I can accept that argument. As a grumpy old sysadmin, I'm distrustful of stateful things at launch. New file systems, storage solutions, or databases bear careful watching, and I won't be the first kid on my block to trust them. This is where I'd use Cloudflare's S3 proxy feature. I'd point Cloudflare at my S3 bucket and wait. When the first request for my 1 gigabyte object comes in, Cloudflare would copy the object into R2 and serve it from there. In this case, I pay AWS's data transfer rate of 9 cents to get it into R2, S3's storage fee of 2.3 cents, and R2's storage fee of 1.5 cents, all for a total of 12.8 cents out the door for that solution. Now, the final cost for this scenario, worth AWS entirely direct on S3, no proxy option, 11.3 cents. Whereas with Cloudflare with their D2 proxying S3, 12.8 cents. I should point out that in that scenario, all but 1.5 cents of that is AWS charges. All right, now let's do the same thing 1,000 times for scenario 4 to make the numbers make more sense. When everything becomes a terabyte, I pay $90 in AWS egress fees, $23 in AWS storage fees, and $15 in Cloudflare storage fees for a total of $128. Note that if I'm only ever accessing S3 data the first time or when R2 breaks, there's no reason for me not to use S3's infrequent access storage class. That adds a 1 cent per gigabyte surcharge to retrieval requests, call it part of the egress fee, but it reduces the scenario's cost to $100 in egress fees. This adds a 1 cent per gigabyte surcharge to retrieval requests, call it part of the egress fee, and raises this scenario's cost to $100 in AWS egress fees, $12.50 in S3 storage fees, and $15 in Cloudflare fees, all for a total of $127.50 in total charges the first month. If this object gets accessed again in the second month, my fees are just $27.50. So the final costs here, depending on which path you go down, are either $128 or $127.50 the first month and $27.50 per month afterwards. This episode is sponsored in part by Liquibase. If you're anything like me, you've screwed up the database part of a deployment so severely that you've been banned from ever touching anything that remotely sounds like SQL at least 3 different companies. We've mostly got code deployment solved for, but when it comes to databases, we basically rely on desperate hope with a rollback plan of keeping our resumes up to date. It doesn't have to be that way. Meet Liquibase. It's both an open source project and a commercial offering. Liquibase lets you track, modify, and automate database schema changes across almost any database, with guardrails that ensure you'll still have a company left after you deploy the change. No matter where your database lives, Liquibase can help you solve your database deployment issues. Check them out today at liquibase.com. Offer does not apply to Route 53. Okay, this has all been great, and I'm reading numbers to you, and that's awesome. So let's just do one more here. Let's get wild with this scenario because it most clearly highlights exactly why this is game-changing. I put up a 1 gigabyte object, and for some reason it goes incredibly viral, or, let's face it, I misconfigure a script somewhere. That 1 gigabyte object gets accessed 1 million times. My pure Cloudflare cost for this is 1.5 cents for the storage and $0 for the transfer. If I use the last scenario's blended model with the S3 proxy, my total cost is 12.3 cents. And if I'm entirely on AWS, the S3 charges are 2.3 cents per month, while the data egress charges get tricky. See, it drops down in bracketed tiers. So above 150 terabytes, it costs 5 cents per gigabyte. And the data egress cost would be $53,891.16 for a total cost of $53,891.18, assuming AWS is charitable enough to drop the fraction of a penny, and that is why this changes the game for data egress charges to the internet with AWS. Now, let's have some frequently shouted questions, because $53,000 versus, 12 cents is a bit strange. Why does this matter, since no one pays retail rate for 1 petabyte of data egress on AWS? You're right. No one pays retail for 1 petabyte. Even AWS's data transfer page says to get in contact with them for transfer volumes above 500 terabytes a month. That's all well and good for month 2. That discounting is going to depend upon committing to do this every month for at least a year. Assuming a 50% discounting rate on that 1 petabyte and you intend to commit for the year, that drops you down to only $26,945.58 for the Scenario 5 data transfer charge. Still not terrific. We're going from new BMW to stripped down Toyota pricing here. Let's also not lose sight of the fact that I just got surprised by a 1 petabyte egress bill means that yes, I'm very much being charged retail pricing for it. So the next shouted question is, you really think Cloudflare is going to let you do a petabyte of data egress on a free account? Maybe, maybe not. I do know that I'll get a phone call with a salesperson who wants to talk about selling me an enterprise offering. With AWS, I'll get a bill via email that in the event of my misconfigured script will trigger a heart attack. Then I get the option to pony up, beg for a concession, or prepare to be sent to collections. See, a whole lot of AWS customers do multiple petabytes of data egress every day. This isn't really a blip to them. The next question, how in the world will Cloudflare stay in business? The short answer is by selling services for more than it costs to provide them. As of its most recent quarterly report, Cloudflare has 77% gross margins. I regret to inform you that you've been misled. The way that companies buy and sell bandwidth is complicated and arcane. Cloudflare touches on a lot of this in an older blog post that gets into transit, peering, 95th percentile billing, etc. Effectively, instead of paying by the gigabyte, companies, including AWS, pay by the gigabit per second utilization of links to other networks. In their post, AWS's Egregious Egress, this past summer, Cloudflare does a bunch of math to show that AWS is at minimum charging an 80x markup in the United States for data transfer. This, of course, assumes that Amazon, motto, we're cheap, but call it frugal, can't negotiate better rates than Cloudflare can. I very much doubt that to be true. In conclusion, I'm very pleased by this development. I think it throws a major wrench into AWS's excessive egress charges, and it opens up a whole bunch of opportunities for customers. With Cloudflare Workers and a bunch of other services that Cloudflare is busy rolling out, there's starting to be a strong economic incentive to move certain workloads to its platform. Data gravity is real. Where your data lives is usually with the provider that starts to see a lot of your other workloads as well. Look, all of this is, of course, subject to change. We don't have complete pricing dimensions for R2 yet, nor have we seen terms of service. But this does make it very clear that AWS is either going to have to address its egress fees or risk losing workloads as the patterns I've described solidify into best practices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.